We're not talking about whether anybody's proposed any public policy. Our job is public policy, not scientific deliberation. And so that's why this is an inappropriate discussion at this point. And Mr. Speaker, I would respectfully request that this resolution be withdrawn at this time. Thank you.
Representative Davies. 22 cents is more understandable, though. Representative Murkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Speaker, I too am concerned, as the Speaker from Fairbanks, that with the legislature dealing with this, are we not opening up the door for discussions about refuting what PI is? And is this an area that we go, and is this a statement that we make as a legislator? And I was wrestling with this as to where do I go with this, because as an individual and as a parent, when I read that report and the excerpts from that report, I was upset that this is out there, that this information is getting there. And it's like, well, so how far does the legislature go? And then you kind of look down at these child abuse, these little ribbons that most of us are wearing and have been wearing for the most part of the month, and we think about, well, what can we as individuals do to prevent child abuse and child abuse? And I guess I would have to say that we have to do what we have to do as individuals, and when we get here to this body, recognizing that we're sending a message out to the community, to the state, and further, that every small step that we can take to say this is unacceptable, we should take. So I am in support of this.
Thank you, Representative Murkowski. Representative Hogan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in very strong support of this. And yes, it is maybe a departure from where we've been. But, you know, sometimes leadership requires that we take a stand on these things. And there's been enough stands that leadership have taken that are inappropriate in recent months or in recent years that I think it's time we send a message so this idea doesn't take hold. You know, I think we all know, I know people that I'm very close to that have shared their experiences of being abused as a child with me, and I've witnessed the damage that it does in their lives, and I think we just have a moral obligation to draw a line of sand on this and say, wait a minute, this is not right, and someone has to take a stand. And if this mindset takes hold that within the psychological community that this is something to treat as, well, it's fine as long as the perpetrator is well-adjusted and the victim's willing, there's nothing wrong with it. That's very dangerous to our society. Because I'm not here to, you know, I mean, if that takes hold, then people will start counseling that. If people start counseling that, it's going to justify some of this behavior that will continue to harm people for the rest of their lives. So that's why I was a co-sponsor, and when it came to my attention, I was very adamant about pushing this. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Representative Hogan. Any further debate? Ready for the question? The question before the body: shall committee substitute for H.J.R. 36 Hess pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Will the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
30 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 36 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's agenda?
There's a citation on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the citation on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection. Citations on today's calendar are approved. Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on H.J.R. 36.
There is reconsideration given on H.J.R. 36. Any other items of unfinished business? Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move ask unanimous consent the following representatives to excuse the call of the House at the following times. Representative Cott from 7:15 a.m. April 24 until 9:23 p.m. Plain Time April 25th. Representative Williams from 2:19 p.m. April 23rd until 9:30 p.m. Plain Time April 25th. There are no other excused absence requests.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused during the times and dates as indicated by the Majority Leader. Representative Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under unfinished business, I'd like to ask permission to waive HCR 8 from Transportation Committee. I have a majority of the members on Transportation have signed the paper. Thank you.
Without objection, HCR 8 is... Brevities. Come back to order. Without objection, HCR 8 is waived from the Transportation Committee. Any further unfinished business? Committee announcements. Representative Murkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Military and Veterans Affairs Committee will be having a meeting tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock in the Judiciary Room.
Thank you, Representative Murkowski. Representative Dyson.
Thank you. And Hess will also be meeting tomorrow, and we have the bill on charter schools is up. Encourage everybody to come 10 in the morning.
Thank you, Representative Dyson. Any further committee announcements? Yes, Representative Terrio.
Just a second, I'm looking. The HCR 3, which was initially scheduled to be heard this morning, was postponed to this afternoon. We will also be hopefully taking a look at a CS on HB 40, which is the merger bill. And Mr. Speaker, I think there was one other, but I'm not sure what it was. And also, I wanted to remind individuals that the meeting that was noticed for tomorrow has been canceled, and those items will be rolled onto the calendar sometime next week.
Thank you, Representative Terrio. Representative Cott.
Hey, Mr. Speaker, in order to give members an opportunity to have a bite of lunch before Judiciary meets, we'll start at 1:30.
Judiciary at 1:30. Any further committee announcements? Regular announcements. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the establishment of the conference committees, the Chief Clerk has asked that I remind the body that in order to meet the 24-hour notice, the Clerk's office needs to have the schedules in her office by 4 p.m. the day before the scheduled meeting for the purpose of publication.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. Committee announced our committee scheduling must be in the Clerk's office by 4 for the next day. Further announcements. Special orders. Representative Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request permission from the body to speak of, with friends like these, who needs enemies?
With trepidation, I will. No objection.
This morning I received an update from Arctic Power on the subject of ANWR. And yesterday was Earth Day in our United States, but it was actually a black day for Alaska, because yesterday Senator Roth from Delaware introduced legislation to permanently protect the part of ANWR from ever having development on it, to permanently set aside the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And his comment, it is fitting that on Earth Day, we take an important step toward forever preserving this national treasure. You know, we fight this and we fight this and we fight this all the time, trying to get people, trying to get representatives and congressional people from other states to keep their nose out of our business, out of what we're doing in Alaska, as long as what we are doing right. And we have proven in the last 20 years we can do it right. I'm going to be drafting up a letter and sending it around, and I would hope that all members of our body would sign on this letter, a letter to Senator Roth saying, you know, the people of Alaska do not agree with your stand, and please consider withdrawing.
Thank you, Representative Phillips. Further special orders. Ms. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday, April 26th.
Have a good weekend.